平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
又是一个月，我们今天又能够相见，感谢主。
Thank the Lord, it has been another month that passed by. Today we can meet each other again.
没有开始以前，我想我们还是有点祷告，一起仰望主。
So before we begin, let's all have a word of prayer. Let's all lift our hearts to Him.
亲爱的主，满心感谢，满心赞美。
Dear Lord, we're full of thanksgiving, full of praises.
又是一个主日。
It's another Lord's Day.
是你得胜的日子。
It is your victorious day.
是你从死里复活的日子。
It is the day that you're risen from the dead.
胜过撒旦魔鬼的日子。
This is the day that you prevailed against Satan and devil.
主啊，你命令我们，这是你所定的日子，我们应当欢喜，我们应当快乐。
Lord, have mercy on us, for this is the day, your day, let's rejoice and be glad in it.
我们能够与你一同来唱凯歌。
So together with you, we will sing out this victorious song.
羔羊必得胜。
The Lamb will prevail.
羔羊是万王之王，万主之主。
The Lamb is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
不能学坏，不能看见，勇士的君王，独一的真神。
He is the King, immortal, invisible, eternal, the only God, true God.
我们是你蒙拣选，蒙你旨意所召的儿女，我们也要与你一起的得胜。
We are chosen by you and called by you according to your will, and we will also triumph.
但愿我们的凯歌能够一直达到你的宝座。
Let our victorious song ascend all the way to your throne.
主啊，你是如此的爱我们。
Lord, you have loved us so dearly.
我们以往是这样的与你为敌的。
We used to be enemies of yours.
我们是没有指望，没有神，死在过犯中的人。
We have no hope, we have no Christ, we were dead in sins and trespasses.
但是因着你丰盛的怜悯，爱我们的大爱，当我们还死在过犯中的时候，你叫我们与基督一同活过来，一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But you are rich in mercies that with the great love with which you have loved us, even when we were dead in sins and trespasses, you made us alive, you raised us up, and you have us sit together with Christ in the heavenly places.
如今我们都是天上的国民。
Today our citizenship is in heaven.
一起等候我们主耶稣基督荣耀的降临。
And together we are waiting for our Lord's glorious appearing.
亲爱的主，我们蒙了这么的大恩，我们怎么能够不起来赞美、敬拜、感谢、称颂你的名
？Precious Lord, have we who have received such tremendous grace, how can we not rise up and praise you, bless you, and worship you？
我们不称颂你、赞美你，石头都要跳起来来赞美你。
If we do not bless, praise, worship you, even the stone will rise up.
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
你是首先的，你是幕后的。
You're the first, you're the last.
你曾死过，为着我们的罪，你已经又活了。你要活到永永远远，掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Because of our sins, you were dead, but now you are alive, and you will live forever and ever. You hold the keys of Hades and death.
天上地下所有的权柄都给了你。
All the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you.
万气都应当向你跪拜，万口都应当向你称颂，你是我们的主。
All knees shall bow before you, all mouths shall praise you that you are our Lord.
但愿今天在我们的中间，无论是男的，无论是女的，无论是 young adult,无论是壮年人、青年人，无论是老年人，甚至于连孩童，我们都起来称颂我们的神。
Today in our midst, we shall all rise up and bless our Lord, regardless of our age, young and old, regardless of our sex, male or female, we shall all do so.
让你喜乐得着荣耀。
So that you will be joyful and to your glory.
不但在我们这个信息聚会中，你得到荣耀，得到喜乐。我们等一会我们薄饼的聚会，你更得到荣耀，得到喜乐。
Not only in this meeting that you're joyful, you receive the glory, but even more so in our following communion service.
叫撒旦魔鬼蒙羞退后。
So that Satan will be disgraced and will be turned back.
你要是做我们这些婴孩吃奶的口中建立能力和赞美。
Through the mouths of the infants and nursing childs that, nursing children, that your strength will be ordained and be established. You will be praised.
叫你的仇敌报仇的闭口无言。
So that your enemy and avenger will be put to silence.
我们就把以下的时间都交托给你。
So we just commit the following time to you.
与你的仆人，与翻译的，与我们所有在座的弟兄姊妹同在。
Be with your servant, be with the interpreter, and be with all of the brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
愿以上的祷告你都能够允纳。
May our prayer be pleasing to you.
你也知道你的仆人翻译的需要你的能力。
You also know how much your servant and sister need your help.
你已经说了，我们知道神的国不在乎言语，在乎能力。
Thus you have said that the kingdom of God is not in words but in your power.
让你的能力浇灌你的仆人，浇灌我们翻译的姊妹。
Let your power be poured out upon your servant and be poured upon your maid.
但愿救恩、能力、权柄都归给住在宝座上的神和我们的羔羊。
Salvation, dominion, and strength be upon the one who sits on the throne and be to the Lamb.
怜悯、平安、慈爱多多地加给我们。
Mercy, peace, loving kindness,be multiplied to us.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读三处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we read three passages.
刚刚领会的已经给我们念了两段，一个是出埃及记三十四章。一个是撒母耳记下的二十四章。
Our brother just read for us two passages from Old Testament. One is from Exodus 34, the other is from 2 Samuel 24.
我们现在来念三段，第一段，路加福音第七章第十一节。
Now we will read another three portions of the Bible. The first one is from Luke chapter 7.
十一章，七章十一节，路加福音。
Luke 7 verse 11.
到十七节，我就请我们的姊妹给我们念吧。十一节到十七节。路加福音第七章。
Luke 7 verse 11 to 17. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her.When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, Do not weep. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. The fear came upon all.And they glorify God, saying, A great prophet has risen up among us. God has visited his people, and this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region.
我想这是一个惊天动地的一个神迹。
I believe this is a miracle that
一个躺在棺材里面的一个少年人竟然起来了。
A miracle that shocks the heaven and earth. A young man, he was laying in a coffin and sat up.
我想这个十三节很重要。
Verse 13 is very important.
主看见那寡妇怜悯他。主怎么会怜悯他的？看见他在哭啊，哀哭啊，痛哭啊。
The Lord saw the widow and had compassion on her. Why did our Lord feel compassion for this widow? Because she wept before him.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
主看见他就怜悯他。主所以怜悯他，看他在那里哭啊。
The Lord saw her and had compassion on her. And the reason the Lord was compassionate toward her is because she saw her weep.
哎呀，我们的主心是非常软的，一看见你哭，他就怜悯，就显出这样一个神迹来。
Our Lord's heart is so soft. When he sees you weeping, then he did this miracle.
所以弟兄姊妹，你若是遭遇什么苦难，什么难处，不要忘记哭。
So, brothers and sisters, if you ever encounter any hardship or affliction, do not forget to weep.
你一哭，我们的主就心软了，他就怜悯你，你就接下来看见神迹要出现，你所有的难处，所有的困苦，都能够得到解决。
The moment you weep, our Lord's heart softened, and then you will see the miracles. All your predicament, all your conundrums will be solved.
我多讲一点啊，你有没有看过《列王记下》二十章
？Let me explain it a little more. Have you ever read 2 Kings chapter 20?
我们都知道犹大王西西家是一个非常好的王。
We know this Hezekiah, a king of Judah, is a very good king.
结果他生了一个非常严重的病。
But now he was terminally ill.
结果先知以赛亚对他怎么讲？你必定要死的。
So what did the prophet Isaiah say to him? You shall surely die.
哎呀，西西家一听见了，他马上就哀求苦恼的在耶和华的面前。把他过去怎么样的遵守主的命令，怎么行他的旨意，而这些好话都讲给耶和华听。
Now upon hearing this, Hezekiah begged the Lord piteously, telling the Lord what kind of a person he was, walking before the Lord, all the good things, he walked in truth and with the whole heart.
他苦苦地哀求啊。
So he begged piteously our Lord.
特别注意，那里有一段话，
Here.
他在那里痛哭啊，一个老年人已经五十多岁，不到六十岁，在那里痛哭啊，这个一个哭，感动了耶和华神的心。
Have you noticed this special statement that Hezekiah wept bitterly? Now, because he was in his 50s, such an old man, because he wept before the Lord, that touched the Lord's heart, and the Lord relented from his commandment.
结果嫁给他多少年呢？十五年。哎呀，不少啊，不是三年五年呢，十五年呢。所以西西家最后差不多七十多岁。
In addition, the Lord added 15 more years to his life, not just 3 years or 5 years. So Hezekiah ended up leading up to his 70s.
我想到这里，姊妹就占便宜啊。一般的姊妹，女的比较动感情的，容易哭啊。所以姊妹所遇到的苦难都能够得到解决，就是因着她的哭。
Now, upon this point, sisters probably have a more advantageous position because sisters tend to cry before the Lord, and often their problems are solved by the Lord.
弟兄就比较难一点。
And this is a bit harder for our brethren.
好，我们来再读第二处雅各书。
Now, second is from James.
第二章。
James chapter 2.
我们念一起。
We will read 1 verse 13.
雅各书第二章十三节。
James 2:13.
因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜，把这句话记在你的心中。
For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Please do remember this verse and store it in your heart.
好，我们再念一处，最后念一处雅各书第五章。
Lastly, we will read James 5.
第五章。
James 5.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
在那里说，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。农夫这样等候地里的宝贵的出产，只等到秋雨、春雨，所以你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。弟兄们，不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看那审判的主站在门前了。弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦忍耐的榜样。十一节，好，请你翻译的念吧。十一节。
We just read from verses 7 to 10. Verse 11, Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seeing the end intended by the Lord.That the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们满心怜悯、大有慈悲的主。第二项。
This is the second sharing of our Lord, who is full of compassion and of tender mercies.
我们也不要忘记那一个主题。
However,
什么主题啊？
Let's not forget the theme.
就是末世最重要的信息，是什么信息？得胜者。
My theme has always been the most important message in the end times. That is to be overcomers.
这是第十二节。
As to that theme, this should be my 12th sharing.
我为什么想起这个题目呢？满心怜悯、大有慈悲的主呢？我已经同弟兄姊妹提过了。因为我看到我们的保罗，对不对？保罗是非常谦卑的一个人，正因着他怎么会这么谦卑呢？因为他感受到主在他身上的那一个怜悯。你越是感受到怜悯的人，越是谦卑的人。
Now, why did I come up with this topic, which I have shared with you already? This think of Paul.He is a very humble man, and the crux is the more humble you are, the more you can sense, you can feel the compassion of the Lord.
正因为他的谦卑，我们看见新约圣经一共十三个奥秘，全部是保罗得到的启示，他明白。
And because of Paul's humility, in New Testament, there are 13 mysteries, and Paul clenched them all, and this is all because his lowliness.
我们知道书信里面有12个这个奥秘。
We also know that in the epistles, there are 12 mysteries.
再加上提摩太前书三章十六节的大在金钱的奥秘，这是我们第一讲。上个月我同弟兄姊妹交通过了。
Plus, 1 Timothy chapter 3:15, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, which I shared with you last time.
就是因为保罗的谦卑，他的谦卑就是因为他感受到主的大怜悯。
So, all these have been given to Paul because of Paul's humility, and then because of this.So he's able to truly feel the Lord's compassion.
你打开哥林多后书第一章第三节，你看一看。
And if you open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3 and read it.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神， 这个父神是怎样的一位父神呢？发慈爱，发慈悲，是怜悯的神。
Blessed be,
是各样安慰的神。
Blessed be the Father of, and God of our Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of God is He?He is the God of all of mercies and Lord of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中，他都安慰我们。
And He comforted us in the midst of all our afflictions.
所以哥林多后书第三第一章你就看到，保罗认识这位父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。
So from Second Corinthians chapter 1, we know that.Paul has known his God, who is God of mercies and Lord of all comfort.
所以在新约圣徒中间，最感受到神的怜悯、慈爱、慈悲的，就是保罗。
Among all New Testament saints, who is the one who can sense most deeply the compassion and the loving kindness of the Lord? It is Paul.
在旧约呢
？What about in Old Testament?
旧约是哪一位最能够感受到？神的怜悯的
Who is the one who feel most viscerally Lord's compassion?
你们想想看
Could you all think about this?
大卫
That is David.
大卫是在旧约里面最能够感受到神的怜悯神的恩典的一位
Now David is the very one in Old Testament who could mostfeel the Lord's grace and His compassion.
你看他犯了多大的罪啊，死罪啊。
Consider what a grave sin he has committed. This is a sin that deserved death.
又奸淫又杀人。
He committed murder and also this fornication.
感谢主，大卫蒙了怜悯。
David has found favor, grace before God.
耶和华神都赦免了他。
And the Lord God has forgiven him all his sins.
当然，神赦免他是因着他彻底的悔改，忧伤的灵，痛悔的心，神不轻看的。
Of course, the Lord forgave him because David repented thoroughly before the Lord, and the Lord never despised a broken and a contrite heart.
你看大卫写诗篇二十五篇第六节，诗篇二十五篇的第六节，大卫怎么讲？耶和华，求你纪念你的怜悯慈爱，从亘古以来是常有的，不要纪念我们的罪愆。又念所犯的罪愆和过犯，要因你的恩惠，照着你的慈爱，纪念我们。
Read Psalm 25, and David said, "Lord, your mercies and loving kindness are from of old. Do not remember my sins of youth nor my transgressions." But according to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness' sake.
是不是大卫提醒耶和华神说，你不要忘记啊，你的怜悯，你的慈爱啊。
Is David reminding the Lord of his loving kindness and compassion?
当然神不会的忘记的。
Of course, God will never forget this.
神的本性就是一个怜悯心肠的神。
Because his very nature is a merciful God.
这是提醒我们不要忘记。
Instead, David is reminding us never to forget this.
神是满心怜悯、大有慈爱的神。
God is very compassionate and very merciful.
我刚刚讲了，若是你我不忘记的话，那我们正是有福的。
And I just mentioned that if you and I do not forget this, how blessed we could become.
我再说，因着神的怜悯，我们没有一样难处。没有一样艰难试探试炼能够不胜过的就是因着他的怜悯
Now let me repeat it again If we understand that God is full of mercy and compassion Then none of the affliction, hardship, trial, temptation Would ever be able to triumph us
好像这是我们满心怜悯大有慈悲的第二讲。
Now this is my second sharing of the Lord who is very compassionate and merciful.
上个月我们已经讲到四个方面神的怜悯。
Last month, I share with you all on four aspects of the Lord's mercy.
我稍微提一提。
Let me mention it very briefly.
弟兄姊妹有没有忘记？
Brothers and sisters, have you forgotten them?
第一。
First.
就是民数记的16章通26章
From Numbers 16 and 26
讲什么
What do those two chapters tell us about?
科拉党
They speak of the company of Korah
特别是第26节第26节嘛对不对他们第二次数点人数其中有一句话说然而科拉的众子没有灭亡
Especially in chapter 26, as they number the people of all those who have perished, but Korah's descendants did not.
怎么会呢?
How did that
come about? 当然是神的怜悯嘛,
of course, it's because of the Lord's compassion.
所以你去看诗篇一部五十篇里面有12篇是科拉后裔写的诗篇。
Therefore, if you read the whole Psalter, there are 12 Psalms that are written by the descendants of Korah.
一个是42篇到49篇8篇是科拉后裔写的。
Psalms 42 to 49 are written by the sons of Korah.
然后你看84篇、85篇、86篇呢是大卫写的 ,8788又是科拉后裔的诗篇
And also Psalm 84, 85 and 87 and 88 Now Psalm 86 is written by David in between
你若是去看科拉后裔写的诗篇叫你我会很受感动的
If you ever read the Psalms written by the sons of Korah you will certainly be touched very much by them
所以这是第一方面的我们看见父神的怜悯
So this is the first aspect of the tender mercies of God the Father
第二呢
Second
弟兄姊妹还记得何西阿书十一章第九节
Brothers do you still remember Hosea 11 verse 9
以法莲以色列他们没有灭亡
Ephraim and Israel they did not perish
为什么
Why?
这里很清楚地给我们看到耶和华神不是人他是至高的圣者所以他有怜悯的心若是他没有怜悯的心弟兄姊妹以法莲就是十个支派北国的十个支派的领袖嘛，他们早早被亚述掳去了
Because the verse tells us expressly thatI am the Lord, I am God, not man, I'm the Holy One in your midst. It's all because of the Lord's mercy and compassion. Otherwise, Ephraim, being the leaders of the whole northern Israel, would have been taken captive long ago.
不错，最后他们还是被掳去了。
Yes, indeed, in the end, they were captured.
因为是他们始终不悔改嘛，始终拜偶像嘛，犯重重的罪嘛。
Because they have committed such a grave sin. Toward the very end, they never repented.
因着神的怜悯，他们已经延长了很多年日了。
And because of the compassion of the Lord, they have prolonged their staying in Israel.
因着耶和华的怜悯。
It's all because of His mercy.
第三呢？
Now,
弟兄姊妹还记得我？我就用了几段的新约的圣经嘛，我们看到父神的怜悯嘛。
Now I used some references in New Testament to prove to you that Father God is merciful.
我们从以弗所书第二章，我们刚刚祷告的时候就提到神有丰盛的怜悯。
Now from Ephesians 2, as I prayed in my prayer, the verse says that God.Because of the riches of His mercy.
彼得前书第一章，神有大怜悯。
And also 1 Peter chapter 1, God who is abundant in mercy.
第三章
Titus 3,
第三节
verse 3,
神有怜悯。
God is merciful.
所以你就看见三段的圣经就讲到神的怜悯了。
So all these three passages tell us about God's mercy.
最后呢，第四方面呢，路加福音第一章七十八、七十九。
Lastly, is from Luke 1:78-79.
就是讲到我们的父神怜悯的心肠。
It speaks of the tender mercy of our Lord.
清晨的日光照在地上那些死因黑暗的人，把他们的脚引到平安的路上。哎呀，你看到神的怜悯。
Now, because of the tender mercies of God with which the spring high from above has come, visited us, leading, giving light to those who sit in darkness and shadow of death, and leading our feet onto the way of peace. Think of all these mercies of God.
我们原本都是坐在死因黑暗的，我们没有平安，没有喜乐的，感谢主。他花了多大的代价把我们引到平安的路上。
We were all sitting in darkness, sitting in the shadow of death, but what a great price our God has paid that now we have joy and peace, and also He has led our feet onto the way of peace.
这是我们上个月满心怜悯大有慈悲的主我提到的四个方面。
So these are the four aspects I mentioned in my last sharing with you about the compassion of God.
今天我再加上四个方面。
Today I would like to add four more aspects to this topic.
我们知道刚刚弟兄领会的给我们念的创埃及记三十四章那一段话。
The brother who led the service just read Exodus 34, that passage.
宣告耶和华的名。
The Lord declared His name.
摩西想得很周到。
Now Moses had thought it well out.
因为耶和华对摩西说，你去对以色列百姓说，耶和华要把他们从埃及领出来。
Because
离开法老王的手。
Now because the Lord had first told Moses to tell Israelites that the Lord, their God, would deliver them from the hand of Pharaoh and led them out of Egypt.
然后呢?
And then,
摩西就对耶和华说，你叫我去，万一这个以色列百姓问我说，差遣你来的名字叫什么？那我怎么回答他们呢?
And Moses said to Jehovah, what if your people ask me, who is the one that would deliver you out of Egypt? What is his name?
于是呢，耶和华同摩西一起降在西南山上。
And then here we see the Lord and Moses, they stood together on Mount Sinai.
然后耶和华宣告他的名。
And there the Lord proclaimed his name.
反复两次。
Twice.
耶和华，耶和华是有什么？有怜悯和慈爱的神。
Twice the Lord is mentioned, merciful and gracious.
他首先第一个讲出来的，他有怜悯。
First, the Lord declared His name merciful.
不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和信实。
Long suffering, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫名？名字就代表了耶和华神的那个本性，他就是有怜悯、有慈爱的神。
What does the name of the Lord tell us? His name represents His very nature, and His very nature is gracious, merciful and gracious.
第一个就是怜悯。
The first mentioned is merciful.
感谢主，然后我们来看雅各书第
一章。We will read James chapter 5.
这是我们第一讲的时候也是领会的，给我们念了这一段，但是我们没有交通。今天我们来交通这一段，很重要。看见我们的主是满心怜悯、大有慈悲的主。
Now, this passage was also read by the brother who led the service last month, but we did not have time to elaborate on it. The whole passage is so vital to understand God's mercies.
刚刚我们念过了,
and we read it already.
我们就很简单地提一提。
So very briefly, I'll just mention some
雅各说, 弟兄们啊,
James says,
你们要效法过去那些先知。奉主名说话的先知当作受苦能忍耐的榜样。
James tells us that take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience, imitate them.
在旧约那些真的先知没有一个先知不受苦不受逼迫的甚至于有些都要殉道的。
None of the Old Testaments, none of the true prophets will ever escape this suffering to the point they might be martyred.
因为他们替神讲话,
because they spoke for God.
不加也不减。就是不加什么也不减什么。神要他们说什么他们就说什么。
They did not add to or take out anything of God's oracles. Whatever the Lord commanded them to say, that is what they would say.
他们说的话，那些以色列听了都刺耳，不要听，讨厌。
But Israelites, when they listen to all these oracles of God, they are jarring to their ears.
你们要悔改，你们要离开罪恶，你们不悔改，不离开罪恶，神要审判你们，刑罚你们。
Because the prophets told them, you need to repent, you need to depart from iniquities, otherwise God will punish you and God will judge you.
这些以色列人从上到下的就是不要听这些话。
However, from the top to the very least of the whole Israel, none wants to listen to this.
他们喜欢听假先知的话，平安，平安，平安，你们不要紧的，你们仍然这样下去，神不会审判你们，你放心好了。
Now, they love to hear false prophets' words. Peace, peace, just continue in what you're doing. God will never punish you.
所以以色列人从上到下就喜欢听这些假先知的话。
That's why all the Israelites, from the top to the very least, they just love to hear this.
今天牧师的教会也是一样。
This is the same way with the churches in the end time.
这些假的师父、假的先知、假的使徒，讲的一些都是好听的话。
All these false prophets, false teachers, false disciples, all they said things, they are music to your ears.
听了很悦耳。
It's very pleasant when you hear all these words.
你要叫教会悔改，叫神儿女，特别是上面做负责的弟兄的，要悔改，没有人要听的。
But if you tell the churches that you need to repent, especially those brothers who are in charge of the church, none wants to listen to this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以在这里说，你们要效法他们，能够忍耐。
Therefore, James advised us to imitate these true prophets to endure.
声称他们是有福的。
And God counted them blessed.
为什么有福?
Why?
主来的时候。他们都要得到奖赏，得到冠冕，对不对？
Because when the Lord, when God returns, that they will all receive the crowns and rewards.
接下来他就讲到谁啊？约伯。
Next, James mentions Job.
所有人类历史中间有哪一个受的苦像约伯受的苦那样的多？没有一个，就是新约的保罗用了四章圣经《哥林多前书》《哥林多后书》。讲他受的苦，同约伯一比啊，根本差得远了。
Now, among all the saints in the Bible, none suffers more than Job. Even Paul mentioned his afflictions in 1 and 2 Corinthians. But if you compare Paul's sufferings with Job's sufferings, then Paul's sufferings lag far behind. It's incomparable.
这里雅各要我们学约伯的受苦忍耐的榜样。
Now James tells us to learn from Job as the example of suffering and patience.
为什么又不受这么大的痛苦能够忍耐呢？
Why is it Job, after suffering so great agony, was still able to endure?
弟兄姊妹，你们想一想，为什么？
Brothers and sisters, consider this. Why?
你们去看十九章二十五节，约伯记的十九章二十五节。
If you read Job 19:25,
约伯怎么讲的？
What does Job say?
二十五章哪里一段话？我知道救赎主活着，幕后必站在地上。我的皮肉灭绝以后，我要在我身体以外，我自己要看见他。对不起，牙齿都掉下来。
Job. 19, here is what Job says in verse 25. I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, without the flesh, I shall see
God,
whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another.
这是约伯的一个极大荣耀的盼望。
This is Job's exceedingly great hope.
所以再去看约伯记十三章第十五节。
This is his exceedingly glorious hope. And also, if you read Job 13,
约伯记十三章十五节他怎么讲的？他说：“哎呀，你看他的信心。”
Job 13:15, you can read about Job's faith here.
耶和华神就是把我杀掉，我还是相信他的。
Even though the Lord God slay me, I would still believe in him.
就是因着这个信心，就是因着这个盼望，约伯能够忍耐这么大的痛苦。
Now, because of this very hope and this very faith that Job had, he was able to endure such great agony.
但是接下来，这里我们看见，你们听见过约伯的忍耐。也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯、大有慈悲的主。
And James continued to say, "You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and seen the end the Lord intended for him, that the Lord is full of compassion and of tender mercies."
弟兄姊妹，你看看他的结局。
Brother and sister, consider Job's end.
当他受苦的时候，
When he suffered,
所有他的朋友都离开了他。
All his friends left him.
当他受苦的时候，他自己的弟兄姊妹也都离开了他。
While he was suffering, all his siblings left him.
但是感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
到最后呢？
Toward the end,
他们又回来了。
They all came back to him. His brothers and sisters, his friends, endeared themselves to Moses again, to Job again.
离开他的朋友也是一样都回来了。
And his acquaintances also came back to him.
不但如此，我们也都知道他省吃的牛啊、羊啊。这些圣血神加倍的给他，对不对？
Not only so, but all the flocks, all the oxen that he had lost, now the Lord doubled that for him.
他一百四十岁了，他又生了三个女儿。哎呀，三个女儿美得不得了，在当时候是最美丽的，又生了七个儿子。
And that time,
又重新生七个儿子，三个女儿，他们都死掉了嘛，现在又嫁给他。
At that time, Job was 140 years old, and God gave him another three most beautiful daughters in the land, and also seven sons, even though he had lost the first set.
但是有人说，为什么不加倍的给他呢？
And some people would say, why is it the Lord did not add double?His children to him.
再给他十四个儿子。
Why did God give Job another 14 sons?
再给他六个女儿嘛，加倍嘛，对不对呀？
And another six daughters. So this is called double, right?
弟兄姊妹，就加倍的了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has indeed doubled his children.
为什么？
Why?
他们死掉的儿女孩子都在哪里啊？第三层天，都在乐园里面，没有死啊。感谢主，一个属神的人，因信称义的人，他死灵和魂永远活着的。保罗有这个经历吗？是不是哥林多后书第十二章？
Now, Job's deceased children did not die. They are actually with God in the paradise in the third heaven. Didn't Paul tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12? Everyone who believes in the Lord, who is justified by Him, his spirit and soul, even though his body dies, continue to live on.
我记得两个月以前大概在 funeral home我同弟兄姊妹交通的这个张朝珍嘛，对不对？我就讲到这方面嘛，他还是活着哪里嘛，对不对？在第三层天，在乐园里面。
I think 2 months ago, I shared this point with you at a funeral home regarding our brother Zong, and he is now in the third heaven. He's with God in the paradise.
所以主来的时候。约伯腰痛二十个儿子女儿在一起。
The message I shared in the funeral home is about Sister Jane. And so when the Lord returns, Job will be with his 20 children together.
因为他们一定是称义的了。
Because all his Job children for sure are justified.
为什么我们知道约伯
Why?
约伯在他们很小的时候每一天恳切地为他这些孩子们祷告，你们还记得？
Do you recall that Job prayed earnestly for for his children while they were still alive?
他希望他们不要离开神，不要犯罪。
He hoped that his children would never sin, would never depart from the Lord.
他的祷告相信神都垂听。
The Lord for sure has heard his prayers.
他有信心。
He had faith.
他非常恳切的祷告。
So he prayed fervently.
并且约伯在家里一定是有很好的见证。
In addition,
对不对？
Job must have had a very wonderful testimony in his household.
所以我相信他的儿子女儿都是信主的，称义的，旧约的圣徒。
I'm convinced that his children are believers. They are justified saints.
感谢主，神是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。从约伯的身上，我们就看得很清楚。
Thank the Lord again. We see that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful, and we could see this so clearly in Job.
好，我讲这次我还要加上四点，刚刚就讲了三点，最后一点。那就是刚刚弟兄念的撒母耳记下第24章嘛，对不对？
Now today I would like to add four more aspects to this theme. The first one our brother read for us already, that's in 2 Samuel 24.
我们就是看到大卫，又是大卫。
Here we see again David.
他掂人数嘛，大掂人数。
He counted people.
我们知道他手下的一个大将军有优雅嘛。
So his commander, his general under him, Joab told him,
约押将军一再的劝大卫不要数殿啊，神不喜欢你数殿人数的。
The general continued to plead with David, do not do this, this is not pleasing to the Lord.
他就是不听约押的话。
But he would not listen to Joab's word.
大卫就是一意的挂心。
So he bent on doing what he wants to do.
他还是点了人数。
And he did count the people.
结果耶和华向他发怒。
And the Lord was enraged toward David.
但是感谢主，我们看见我们父神的怜悯。
But here, thank the Lord that we could see the mercy of our Father God.
还叫他自己拣选三个灾难，你选一个。
So God told through the prophet Gad, telling David that you yourself chose one of the three woes.
一个是七年的灾害。
One is the 7 years of famine in your land.
一个是被仇敌追赶三个月。
Or do you want to be chased before your enemy 3 months while they're trying to kill you?
还有一个呢?
What's the third?
瘟疫,瘟疫,三天。
3 days of plague.
瘟疫。结果大卫拣选哪一个?
So which one did David choose?
他怎么讲的?
What did David say?
他说我知道耶和华有丰盛的怜悯。
He says, I know Jehovah had great mercies.
我宁愿落在耶和华的手中，不愿意落在人的手中，因为落在人的手中，他们是没有怜悯的。我愿意落在耶和华手中。
I would rather fall into the hand of God. I do not want to follow into the hand of man, because he knows the Lord is compassionate.
感谢主，这是六个方面了。
Now, thank the Lord. Here is the sixth aspect to the Lord's compassion.
还有两个，我们都知道。
There are two more references.
你去看诗篇一百二十三篇。
Psalm 123.
一共四节的圣经。
There are only four verses here.
三次提到怜悯，怜悯，怜悯。
But three times mercy is mentioned. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
坐在天上的主啊。
Unto you, the one who is enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of servant look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of the maid look to the hand of her mistress, we also look to you until you have mercy on us.
到了这个地步。
And he continues to say, Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. We are exceedingly filled with all contempt.
这就是诗篇一百二十三篇。
This is Psalm 123.
最后就是撒母耳记下二十四章，我刚刚就提到。
And also, 2 Samuel 24, which I just mentioned.
所以你看见吗?
So here you see.
把出旧约的圣经，证实我们这位父神是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
So here you see, I've given you 8 references in the Old Testament that to prove that our God is very compassionate and merciful.
好，我们还有点时间，我们来看新约，神的儿子也是一样的，是满心怜悯的主，
Now,
是有怜悯心肠的神子，神的儿子。
Now, since we have a little more time, we'll consider the in New Testament, the Son of God. He also has this tender mercies. He's also very compassionate and merciful.
我们从起初的圣经经节，我们来证实这一点。
I'll give you 7 passages to prove my point.
第一处
First,
马太福音十四章
Matthew 14.
马太福音第十四章的应该第十七节到二十一节吧，大概。
I think it's from verses 17 to 21.
我们都知道这个神迹。
We all know about this miracle.
五饼二鱼。
The miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
吃饱了多少人？
And how many people are filled?
吃饱了五千人，还要加上男的女的，最少一万多人。5,000. 五个饼。两条鱼，我们都知道这个神迹。
Now 5,000 men are filled, and in addition to women and children, so at least there should be around 10,000 people. And this is the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish, which we all are well familiar with.
不但如此，还多了12箩筐嘛，对不对？
Not only so, they also gathered all the fragments into 12 baskets.
五饼二鱼啊，是一个小孩子一天的，是这个吃的东西啊。
Five,
但是现在喂饱了一万多人，哎呀，这个神迹惊天动地啊
！Now 5 loaves and 2 fish probably is just a child's food for one day, but now the Lord used it to fill over 10,000 people. What a heaven earth shocking miracle this is!
你去看马太福音十四章有一句话
Matthew 14, we read this.
主耶稣怜悯他们，因为他们已经三天跟随主， 听主的教导，晚上回去怕他们饿了肚子，对不对？所以主耶稣就怜悯他，结果你就看到一个惊天动地的神迹发生了。
In this account, there is one verse. It says the Lord was moved in compassion because all this multitude had been with him for 3 days. If he sent them away hungry, they probably would faint on the way.
然后你看马太福音十五章，接下来。
Next, Matthew
大概三十几节吧。
I think in 30-ish
verse somewhere. 三十二还是这里讲到同样的。
Again,
七饼几条鱼喂饱了多少人？四千人不止了，你加上男的女的又是一万多人嘛，对不对？还多下多少？七个箩筐。
Here again the Lord did another miracle using only seven bread and some little fish, and he again fed 4,000 men. But we know if you count women and childrenThere is about, again, 10,000 people. And after that, all the fragments left over were gathered together into seven large baskets.
七个饼多了两个饼，大概这个孩子年纪比较大一点，所以一天要吃不是五个，是七个饼，还有几条鱼。哎呀，结果你看看。这个神迹也是神怜悯他们，你特别去注意那个怜悯。
Now, this seven loaves probably were from a bigger kid, so he needed more food. And please notice the same verse says the same thing. The Lord felt compassion.
然后你看马太福音二十章。
And Matthew 20.
大概二十九节到三十几节吧。
And verse
29 to 30. 20章那里讲什么？当主耶稣和门徒下耶利哥的时候，路旁有两个水啊，瞎子。
When the Lord came out of Jericho along the road, there were two blind men.
两个瞎子听到主耶稣走过，哎呀，他们就喊叫说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”
And these two blind men heard Lord Jesus passing by, so they cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David.
门徒不许他们，这个两个是个瞎子这么样叫，他于是不许他们叫，他们更大声的喊叫说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
And the Lord's disciples forbade them speaking. But the more the disciples told the blind men to be quiet, even more the two blind men cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, son of David.
主就定下来问他们说，你要我做什么？
And the Lord said next, What do you want me to do for you?
他说，我们要看见。
Lord, we want to receive our sight.
我们的主就动了慈心，一摸他们眼睛就看见了，他们就跟随主耶稣。
Again, the Lord felt compassion. He touched their eyes, and immediately they could see. Then they followed the Lord.
你看见吧，我们主耶稣的怜悯心肠。这里我们刚刚已经看到几处圣经了，三处了嘛，对不对？马太福音十四、十五。二十三处了，我们接下来我们看第四处。
Now, have you seen the tender mercies of our Lord from Matthew 14, 15 and 20?
我们刚刚念的雅各书这一段也就是看到主的那个怜悯嘛。
James tells us that the passage we just read about the compassion of the Lord.
到了马可福音第一章第四十节，马可福音的第一章四十节，这里又一个很大的神迹出现，就是一个长大麻风的。
Mark 1:40, another great miracle appeared. Here is a leper.
我们知道大麻风是不可能医治的。
We know leprosy was incurable in those days.
结果我们的主也动了慈心，结果呢？ 大麻风就完全得到痊愈。
Here our Lord was moved with compassion again, so the leper was fully healed.
好，接下来我们再看，最后还有两个。
Lastly, we still have two more references.
一共我讲的是七个嘛，对吧？刚刚就讲到了路加福音嘛，一共是五个了，再加上两个。
Now I'm going to add two more references to the first five references I gave you already.
路加福音第十章
Chapter 10,
撒玛利亚人
Chapter 10 about the Good Samaritan.
我们都知道撒玛利亚人就是主耶稣基督了。
In this parable, we all know it well. This Good Samaritan is our Lord Jesus.
我想今天连不信的人都知道什么叫好撒玛利亚人，就是专门行善的、做好事的、帮助人的。
Today, even non-believers know this. What a Samaritan means, that means it refers to those who do good charitable deeds and helping people.
有一个律法师。
So, a lawyer came to test Lord Jesus.
他对主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，我行什么才能够得到永生呢？
So he told Lord Jesus, what should I do to inherit in eternal life?
主耶稣怎么回答他？
What did the Lord reply?
因为他知道他是律法师嘛。
Because Lord knew he was a lawyer.
一定对律法很熟嘛。
Of course, he was vested in the law.
主耶稣就说，律法上怎么写的？
Since he was versed in the law, so he asked him, what did the law say?
他马上回答了。
And he answered immediately.
你要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。接下来呢，你要爱邻舍，就好像爱自己一样。
So the lawyer replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor as yourself.
回答的一点不错。
His answer is correct.
主耶稣说，那你就照着去行吧，你就得永生了。
So the Lord said, do accordingly, then you will live.
但是律法师又问主耶稣了。
And then the lawyer asked the Lord Jesus again.
那么谁是我的邻舍呢？
Then who is my neighbor?
主耶稣怎么就用一个比喻，好撒玛利亚人。
So the Lord spoke of this parable of a good Samaritan.
我们知道有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥，哎呀，耶利哥是一个山路啊，晚上只是强盗啊、贼啊，在那里出，没有人敢晚上一个人走这条路的。但是这个人胆子真大，也很无知啊，还带了很多的钱财，一个人走这条耶利哥的这条路。
Now there is this person going down to Jericho from Jerusalem, and he had to go through all the mountain roads, and nobody dared to do that because in the evening robbers came out, and not only so, he seemed to be very daring and also ignorant, and he even brought a lot of gold and silver possessions with him.
结果给强盗打得个半死，钱都抢光了，他只有一口气了，马上就要断气了，若是不抢救的话。
Now he was then wounded by robbers, and they beat him up and left him, leaving him half dead. If nobody came to resuscitate him, he with his last breath, very soon he would die.
结果一个祭司，一个利未人走过，这些宗教徒嘛，应该是恻隐之心，人家有志嘛，他们竟然一点都不动心，看就好像没有看见，就走过了，根本 不去救他。
And then we see a priest and a Levite came by. These are the religious. And we all say that everyone has this heart of compassion. But with these two, they did not bother to even look at this poor man. And they just went down to the other side of the road.
结果撒玛利亚人走过，动了慈心，怜悯的心，就把酒和油把它包起来抢救，他总算一口气没有断掉。 还活着。
Now this Samaritan journeyed to this place, and he was moved with compassion. So immediately he poured oil and wine on this person and bandaged him up, and then finally he was able to save his last breath. So this wounded person did not die.
他也知道他没有这样一个家要断气了，哪有力气啊？就把他扶在他的那个身躯上面，把他带到一个小客栈，对小客栈老板说，他就在你的小客栈住一段时间，让他这个伤口能够多痊愈嘛。他需要的钱我回来都会的还给你的。
He also knew that this wounded man was too weak, so he just put him on his own animal, took him to a small inn, and he took care of this wounded person, and the Good Samaritan told the innkeeper that, take care of him, whatever more you spend, when I come back, I will pay you.
然后主耶稣就问法利赛人，
And the Lord,
谁是这个被强盗打得半死的邻舍呢？是法利赛人吗？是利未人吗？是祭司吗？还是撒玛利亚？
And the Lord Jesus asked this Pharisee, then who is the neighbor of this person who's been beaten up, half dead? Is it the Levite? Is it the priest?
结果他回答了法利赛人。
And this Pharisee answered,
这也很明显的嘛。当然不是一个利未人，也不是祭司，就是那个撒玛利亚人。
And the Pharisee answered, because this is so obvious, it's not the priest, not the Levite, who is a neighbor of this wounded man, but the Good Samaritan.
所以主耶稣说，你要照样的去行。什么叫照样的去行啊？你就是要爱这个邻舍，爱这个撒玛利亚人，就是爱基督。
So the Lord Jesus Christ said, do likewise. You need to love your neighbor, love the Samaritan, which means you need to love Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
其实我们都是被强盗打得半死，快要死的人啊。
We're all those people who are beat up by the robbers, and we are all about to die.
我们没有信主的以前，我们的结局就是阴间，就是火湖，我们都是火湖的材料啊。
Before we believe in the Lord, we are the very materials for Hades, for the lake of fire and brimstone.
感谢神，好撒玛利亚人，我们的主耶稣基督。
This good Samaritan, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们花了多大的代价为我们死。Pay the penalty for our sin.
What a great price he has paid for us, and he paid this great price to redeem us from our sins. He died for us.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得主耶稣在十字架上第六句话啊？第五句话是什么话
？Brothers and sisters, do you remember the fifth statement of our Lord Jesus while he was on the cross?
我渴了
I thirst
这是第五句第六句就是成了第七句我们都知道他大声的喊叫就把灵魂交给他的父神对不对
The sixth statement is it is done The seventh statement is after he cried aloud he commit his spirit to God
弟兄姊妹他是谁啊我渴了
Brothers and sisters who is he that would say I thirst
你看看约翰福音第一章到第四节第一节到第四节怎么讲的
John 1 chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 what does it say
感谢主
thank the Lord
太初有道道就是真这道太初与神同在
in the beginning was the word and the word was with GodAnd the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
万有都协助他造的，被造的，没有一样不是协助他造的。生命在他的里面，这生命就是人的光，对不对？
All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the life of man.
都是他造的。所有的大海，所有众水的泉源，都是他创造的。他竟然渴了，没有水喝。
All the seas, all the springs of waters were made by him, but he should say, I thirst.
他怎么不渴？
How could he not thirst?
可是马云的祷告，汗像血滴一样的流下来，我们都知道，我们不细细讲了。
And we all know how he prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane that his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. And we'll know this. We'll not go into the detail.
那一天晚上他一下子送到希律王那里受审判，一下子在比拉多面前受审判。
On that night, he was first sent to King Herod, and then sent, early in the morning he sent to Pilate.
他出了多少的汗那一天晚上
？How much sweat he exuded that night？
最后，比拉多定他有罪，给罗马兵丁打多少遍呢？打40遍。
After Pilate condemned Jesus, how many strikes that the Roman soldiers struck him？
流了多少的血
？40 stripes. How much blood he shed？Not only so,
还要叫他背十字架，
在
走上过过他出楼山。
They told him to carry his cross to go to Golgotha, the place of a skull.
这条路是山路啊，有五六个mile，他怎么有力气能够走这条路？结果我们知道，古利奈人西门被强迫背这个十字架。
And this pass to Golgotha is a mountain road. It probably it has 5 or 6 miles. And we know in the end, Roman soldiers compelled this Simon from Cyrene to take Jesus' cross.
这个十字架就有70-80斤啊！你想想他怎么背啊？他就是不背，空身的走这条山路。哎呀，你看看，走到哪里还要挂在十字架上，他的血、他的汗都流尽了，已经失水了。我渴了，我渴了。
The cross is very heavy. It's about 70-80 kilograms. And think of this: they wanted Jesus to carry his own cross all the way to Golgotha. So how much sweat he exuded, and how much blood he shed.
主耶稣对你们都知道，约翰福音第四章对撒玛利亚，也是个撒玛利亚妇人所说，你喝了这水还要再渴，你喝我所赐给你的水，你永远不渴，这个水要在你的里面成为泉源，一直流到永生。感谢主，我们今天永远不渴。
You also recall in John 4, and the Lord Jesus spoke to a woman. He said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. Thank the Lord today. None of us needs to thirst.
好，时间已经到了。
My time is up.
还有一段我们没有时间交通了。
I still have another section, but we run out of time.
反正十月份我们还要继续。
We shall continue in October.
还有第三讲，满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
In October, I will share you the third time of the theme. Our Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
新约的七个方面我们讲了六个方面，第七个方面是讲什么？马太福音18章，是彼得问主耶稣，我的弟兄得罪我7次够不够？主耶稣说要70个7次。接下来他就讲一个比喻，这个比喻我们就下次十月份来交通。
I've given you 7 references in New Testament to prove that our Lord is very compassionate and merciful. The 8th is also in Matthew. It's the passage that speaks about Peter when he went to ask Jesus, Lord, how many times I should forgive my brother who sinned against me? 7 times, but the Lord says, no, 70 times 7. And then the Lord gave another parable, which we will elaborate more next time.
那就是王, 这个王就是基督了,
and the king is Christ.
对不对?
He was setting the account with his servants.
好,我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray? Please lower your head.
主人的话停止了。Lord,
man's word ceased here.
但愿圣灵继续在你儿女们的心中做工。
May the Holy Spirit continue to work in your children's hearts.
愿这些话都是出于你的。
May all these words are from you.
主啊,你是这样的爱我们。
Lord, you have loved us so dearly. You have said to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, we will boldly say that you are, the Lord is my helper. What should I fear? we are not afraid man. All our life, we will depend on your mercies and loving kindnesses. Our hearts will rejoice in your salvation. We will sing praises to our Lord. We will worship Him. You have truly dealt bountifully all of us. May we all imitate Paul.
主啊,因为我们既然蒙了这么丰盛的怜悯,
since we have received so abundant grace,
我们已经与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着的不再是我, 是基督在我们里面活着, 我们如今肉身活着, 是因信神的儿子而活, 因为他爱我, 为我舍己。
We have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God. He loved me and gave himself up for me.
主啊,你这样的爱我们这些悖逆之子,苦怒之子。
Oh Lord, how much you love us who were sons of disobedience and children of wrath.
你竟然为我们这些苦怒,悖逆之子,为我们舍己。
But you should give yourself up just simply for us. All of us were children of wrath and sons of disobedience.
何等扩长甚高,过于我们所能测度的大爱。
Oh, the width, the length, the depth, the height of your love, which simply passes knowledge.
主,若是我们不爱你,正是可咒的主快要来。
Oh Lord, if we do not love you, we are accursed, Maranatha.
但愿荣耀都归给独一全知的神。
May all the glory be unto you, the only wise God.
愿主的恩常在我们的心里。
May the grace of the Lord be with us in our heart.
祷告祈求,是因耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.